Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers got a bunch of binging here, and you are on This Week in Google Glass, episode number 2. And we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about the news, and we're going to show you a pair of Google Glass as well. So let's get started with This Week in Google Glass. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, geeks of all ages, Jeffrey Powers from Geekazine. You can find me over at my Twitter handle of Geekazine. Where is it? It's right there. And then, of course, my email address is geekazine@gmail.com. I've got my guest host on with me. He's going to join me every single week. And, yes, he was out at the I.O. conference, and, yes, he did get his pair of Google Glass. His name, Mr. Luke Wallace. How you doing, Luke?
Hey, doing really good, Jeff.
So you're down in Dallas, Texas now, correct?
That is correct.
So what's the temperature there in Dallas?
Let's see. According to my Google Glass, it is 83.
83 degrees. So you probably have the air on and nice and comfortable.
Yep. Had to start running that a couple of weeks ago.
All right. Why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself?
So my name's Luke Wallace. I work at a company called Bottle Rocket Apps. We do custom mobile development for iPhone and Android and both flavors of tablets. And I've been there a couple of years and head up the Android team and have recently just got on this Google Glass thing. We had a group out at Google I.O. last year and were able to get into the Explore program, and we were all really excited when we were able to get Glass this year.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you got it and that they had them out there. I'm still waiting. I must be like 7,000 on 8,000 list or something like that. But that's okay. I got to try it myself and very excited to actually get my pair. So you've had it for what, about a week now, correct?
Yeah. I've had this pair about a week, and so I've been trying to use it every day, just a little bit. Kind of get a feel for it, get a feel for different situations. Use it a lot at Google I.O., but that's kind of a different place just because, you know, it's a very heavy Google developer conference, and there were a lot of Glass there. So that's a little different environment, but I've been using it in other situations, and it's pretty interesting.
That's cool. You know, I've been watching your feed as you go. Through and of course last week being at Google I.O. Are you going to be doing a lot more walking or going around your area and trying to get more pictures or video or anything like that?
Yeah, I actually am planning on using it a lot in different situations just to kind of see what kind of environments it's suited for best. You know, low light, sunlight, those kind of things. I haven't yet tried biking. I like to go biking, and so I'm sure I'll be doing some stuff there. And I'm trying to post as much of these as I can over on my Google Plus page in a special photo album specifically for photos and videos taken with Glass, just so that there's a place to go where people can see my experiences with it and kind of see what the performance is like.
Okay. Now, you said that while you were out at I.O., You attended a couple classes for our sessions for Google Glass. I know that they had one called Avoid This Warranty where they installed Ubuntu on that. Did you attend that one?
I was not actually attending that one. The line for that one actually stretched through most of the conference center. I think by the time I was there, it was several hundred people in line for that session. I'd been in another one, and so I didn't make it into that one, but I did make it to the one right after that, which was in a different room for some reason with the Glass developer fireside chat, where okay. We got it from a couple of different people working on the Glass team, and that one was real interesting.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool, I'm telling you I'm jealous right now. Because you got the Google Glass, and I don't. One more question for you. It looks like you have a black bar model. Did you get to choose the color of Google Glass, or did they choose it for you?
Absolutely, I got to choose it. They've been very good. I would say their customer service during this entire program is some of the best that I've had with any company, really. Which is, it's a little different for Google. They're not traditionally known for great customer service, but I will say that It's been very good with this Glass Explorer program. So they asked me several times what color I would like, and I went back and forth between the slate, which is more of a kind of a gray, and this charcoal. And then when I showed up to actually pick them up on the Google campus, they again gave me the offer. They said, you know, we have you down as a charcoal, but, you know, take a look at them. You can try them on now when you're actually there. They have all the colors set out with little demo models, and they'll let you kind of try them on and get a feel for what you like. And so, yeah, they've been very, very, you know, considerate of whatever your desires are as far as the color goes. So.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad that, because I haven't figured out what color I'm going to get. I got to try on Robert Scoble's pair while I was in Vegas 3-4 weeks ago, and he had a grayish model, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. They have the orange, and they have the blue, and they have, you know, being Geekazine, the primary color of Geekazine is green, so I was thinking that. But I just haven't decided that that one color just yet when they finally say, hey, we've got your pair ready for you to go.
Yeah. So. It's a tough choice because they only have a few colors, and you know it's something you're going to have for a while. So
yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, well, let's get into I'm just calling up a couple things here. There it is right there. First of all, I want to show you guys, everybody, you know, just so you know, to get, there's a lot of different ways that you can get to us and ask questions and be a part of it. If you've got Google Glass and you want to be on the show, you can email me, you can Twitter me at Geekazine, you can email me at geekazine@gmail.com. We're going to have an email set up for this week in Google Glass, but you can find everything over at the website, and that's over at www.thisweekingoogleglass.com. Yeah, it's a long name, thisweekingoogleglass.com, where you can find the episodes. We already have episode 1 up here, and, of course, episode 2 will be up shortly, a little bit later, for your consumption. And then, of course, the Google Plus page, go over there and follow that. We've already got 35 people following on episode 1, which I did actually about a month ago, so I'm glad I'm getting the second episode out that much sooner. So, and then one more resource for you, and that is how to use googleglass.com, where I'll try and answer any questions you have, where, you know, like, how do I do this? What happens here? The last question we had was, is Google Glass a cell phone? And so I answered that there. So if you want to check that out, go over to how to use googleglass.com. But of course, thisweekinggoogleglass.com is where you go for all your questions and stuff like that. And like I said, we'll have an email set up. So, all right, let's get into some quick news, and then we'll get you on your way here. We'll start over at Search Engine Land, where they're talking about... I'm on the wrong one. Let's do that. We'll go to CNET.com, and they're talking about the four biggest challenges facing Google Glass here. Let's pull that up really quick. A lot of questions on what Google Glass is, how it's going to work, if you're going to have somebody take a picture of you while you're in the bathroom or something like that. So Ben Parr decided to write this article here on the challenges facing Google Glass. He talks about privacy, he talks about the style, the usability, and of course the fear, which one of the things, like I said, I'm talking about. How do you handle the going to the bathroom part of Google Glass there, Luke?
It's a good question. It's a good question because I think that's something that everybody thinks about. Unlike a cell phone, you're not just going to take these off and stick them in your pocket, at least not these models, because they don't really fold down at all. So
yeah.
If you're just wearing them and you walk into the bathroom, it's something that you think about. Luckily, the activation mechanisms for waking up Glass are all pretty distinct. It's, unless you set your activation angle really low, you're not going to hit it a lot just by walking around.
Okay.
And so if you go into the bathroom and then you're, you know, making these large gestures to look up, you know, you might accidentally wake it up. But the odds are you probably won't start saying, okay, Glass at that point.
Yeah.
And then if you do, you probably still won't say, take a picture. And if you hear somebody come in behind you and you kind of look look around and you see them wearing them and then you hear them say those things. That'd be about like if they had their cell phone out and you saw them messing around with it and then, you know, you heard the little click from the camera shutter on their cell phone. It would be the same kind of, like, you know, you probably would watch out for that person anyway. And motioning it on your hand, it's probably not something you're going to do. I would say it's not really any worse than a cell phone. It's not something that's likely going to activate accidentally. The camera doesn't take pictures, you know, from all around it. You really have to be looking in the direction of what you want to take the picture of. So even if somebody said that, you would be able to tell because they would be looking at you and either playing around with their glass or doing the voice command, which would be very obvious. So I haven't had any issues with it. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen anybody really having issues with it. It wasn't like, you know, someone was about to walk into the bathroom wearing Google Glass and everybody else was like, whoa, you go ahead. I'll go in a little after, after you. I'll wait for you to get done in there. But everybody seems to have gotten comfortable with it.
Well, you know, the one thing is, and somebody brought it up, is that when you go, especially guys, you walk up to the urinal, and you're not looking over, going, "Hey, yeah, nice, what do you got there? That's pretty." You know, even that would be kind of a little bit, you know.
Yeah, ice full. That's always what you're thinking about.
So you're mostly looking at the wall, and as long as there's not a mirror or something there, then it really doesn't matter. This is one thing that I actually thought of, and since I don't have Google Glass, I'm going to use my Google Glass substitute. And for this show, until I actually get my pair of Google Glass, this is my Google Glass substitute. So I've got my Google Glass substitute on, and so I walk into the bathroom like this, and it's like, okay. So I don't want to spook anybody out, so I'll just do this right here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I figure by doing this, it's gonna be you're gonna be seeing it up in the air or up on the corner there, and there won't be any problem.
Yeah. So I mean, putting it up above your head, like many people do with their sunglasses. Very, very common way of dealing with that. The other approach is people, you know, put it around behind their neck and kind of just leave it hanging on there. Again, it'd be very hard to activate at that point, and even if you did, it would not be a picture of anything sensitive.
Maybe somebody washing their hands. If there's a mirror behind, you know, the washing the hands.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I'm sure it's possible that someone will accidentally take a bad picture, but I'm pretty sure that there have been many of those taken with cell phones by accident, of people accidentally hitting the camera on there. So
That's a good point. When I wear my sunglasses, by the way, I wear them like this. So I'm kind of like this, and everybody gets freaked out when I do that. So, but yeah, that's how I wear my sunglasses, so. But anyway, this is my pair of faux Google Glass for the time being until I get my actual pair of Google Glass, and I'll just set that right there. So if we need any demonstration, I can do that. So, all right. Anything else that you want to talk about with the style or the usability as this article was talking about?
I do think the style is probably the biggest area of concern. That I've heard, but again, this is a prototype, and it's likely that it's going to get redesigned at least somewhat before the final production, just because that is an issue that a lot of people are raising. I found that people think that it's really obvious, but it's only really obvious when you're close to somebody. When you see somebody across a room or, you know, kind of in the distance, it can be kind of hard to pick out because there's a lot of thick-rimmed glasses out there anyway right now. So I did have some false positives walking around San Francisco last week where I'm like, oh, I think that guy's wearing Google Glass. And it was like, no, he's just wearing thick-rimmed glasses. And so, it's obvious from certain perspectives, and especially when you get up close to people. But the nice thing is just kind of where it sits on your field of vision. It's not like someone's actually having to stare at it, and you're not having to look through it for all your interactions. So.
Yeah, that guy's wearing Google Glass. Oh, no, that's Elvis Costello. Never mind.
Yeah.
Actually, it was really funny, as I remember a couple of years ago, I ran into Andrew Dice Clay while I was in Vegas, and he had, like, the biggest pair of glasses on. And it's like, I wonder what type of Google Glass he would wear. So, anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Did that just stop everything? Just boom like that? I do that every now and then. So anyway, let's move on. We're going over to abcnews.go, and they're talking about what's going on with the different apps that you can get right now. And they're talking about at the I/O Developers Conference, they talked about how you can now do Facebook, you can do Twitter, you can do Tumblr for Glass. And do you have yours connected up to Facebook, Tumblr, or Twitter just yet?
Yeah, actually, I was checking out my Glass configuration while they were making those announcements, and I refreshed the page, and all of a sudden, Facebook and Twitter were there. So I connected them right up and started using them to post messages. You know, there's still some work that needs to be done, I think, to make it a great experience.
Yeah.
The Facebook is interesting. You have to kind of post a picture, get that back as a post, and then you can add a description to it. You can't really do it in one shot and say, I want to post a picture with this description. It's kind of this two-step process. Okay. Twitter, as far as I can tell, there's no way to post any sort of text at all. You're basically just posting an image link in your Twitter feed. These are very early implementations. Other people have come up with other ideas, and so you know, we'll probably see these things refined and improved over the next year.
Yeah.
Especially
now with something like Tumblr, for example, the big news today was that Yahoo just purchased Tumblr for $1.1 billion. And although Marissa Mayer has been saying, "Oh, we're not gonna screw with Tumblr," you know, next week they could come back and they could say, you know, Google, this partnership we have here not doing too well. I think we're just gonna kind of take a step back, and then next thing you know, your Glass doesn't have Tumblr on it anymore.
Yeah, it's something to think about. Luckily, we have quite a bit of time to figure those questions out.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right, well, if you want to read more on that, ABC News will put a link in the show notes so you can get to that. Last news article of the day, and we're talking about the developer kit, which is not out. It's called the GDK, correct, Luke?
Yeah, the Glass Developer Kit.
Glass Developer Kit, and did they have some sessions on the Glass Developer Kit, or did they just kind of say it's coming and leave it at that?
Yeah, they pretty much just said it was coming. They didn't get into a lot of the details about how you would load the apps on Glass and how you would initiate these apps. There's ways to do that now through the existing Android developer tools. There may be some slightly different workflows. But that information will probably be coming fairly soon.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, they did have, like I said, they had that one session, how to void your warranty by rooting with Ubuntu. So there's a lot of people that are going to be trying. And I'm kind of waiting for the one person that's just going to say, okay, I'm going to do it, and then just completely take apart the Google Glass and then post it all on the Internet and then lose their Glass privilege, but give everybody the actual insights of Google Glass.
Yeah. So won't be me.
What's that?
Won't be me.
Are you sure? I mean, what if somebody came by and said, "I'll give you $50,000 for you to take your Glass, and we will open it up, and we'll look at the inside. We'll take pictures. We won't even tell Google whose Glass it is." Would you still do it?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be willing to take that risk.
That's probably a good thing that you say that on the broadcast show that you're not going to do that. So, I'll tell you one thing. I know I won't do that because you know I can see so much that I personally want to do with Google Glass once I get my pair. So I know that's not even going to be a thought for me. But I know eventually it's going to happen. Somebody's going to tear it apart and see what the processor is inside it and how it's all interconnected, so on and so forth. So, All right. That does it for this. Episode of Google Glass, episode number 2. We are going to have it more frequently than 1 month. And of course, if you have your Google Glass, you are more than welcome to come on the show. We'll ask you questions and go back and forth. Of course, my cohort here is Luke Wallace, so I can tell everybody where they can get a hold of you. You do have a Google Plus profile, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can find me on Google Plus. It wouldn't be too hard to just search my name. I also have a Twitter feed, Luke Luca, and that'll put you in touch with me. I'm pretty easy to find.
Okay. And, of course, I'm very easy to find, too. You can find me over at geekazine.com. You can find me over thisweekingGoogleGlass.com and howtouseGoogleGlass.com. And I'm on Google+. My Twitter handle is geekazine. And we'll go from there. Once again, we'll set up an email address, probably something like show@thisweekingGoogleGlass.com. If you have any questions, if you want to be part of the show, and go from there. So thanks again to Luke Wallace for the insight and the pictures that I'm very jealous of you using Google Glass. Quick, take a picture of the Google Glass Hangout that you got there.
Right here. There you go. Oh, it's not going to be a pretty picture.
Who cares? It's just the idea that that's what it takes to actually do yeah. Google Glass. So, all right, Jeffrey Powers here. Thanks a lot for watching. We'll see. Are we going to do this next week, there, Luke?
I'm game if you are.
All right, let's do this. We'll be back next week. This week in Google Glass. You guys take care, Jeffrey Powers, and yeah, take care.